Michael Vezina is the director of the Michigan Association for Community Mental Health Boards, and he's on the other end of our line. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
The public is being encouraged to join Medicare and Medicaid dual eligibility discussions at events across the state, and we wanted to chat with you about that. You know, it's been a big topic here in the state of Michigan that there's going to be funding from the state for folks who have challenges with autism, and I know that the mental health professionals want to see that on their side of the ledger also.
Yes, in these forums we have scheduled through our association are designed to help residents from throughout the state have a better understanding of the proposal that the Michigan Department of Community Health has put together to help provide for more integrated care and create a more efficient healthcare system for persons who have both Medicare and Medicaid eligibility.
So what will folks who attend these meetings, what will they learn?
They'll learn about the plan that has been put together. Right now, their services are partially funded by resources from Medicaid, which is a shared state and federal service, as well as services, healthcare services that are funded by Medicare, which is a federal program. So Michigan was one of 15 states that received the planning grant from the federal government to try to better integrate the care that individuals would receive from various healthcare providers based on their medical needs. Back in August, the state began a public input process that continued on through December. Here through January through the beginning of March, they've worked internally to put together a plan. This plan has now been issued, and folks have approximately 30 days to understand more of the plan and to provide input back to the state as they submit a final plan to the federal government for review and approval. So we've scheduled these forums to help understand what's in the plan, how the plan as it's currently perceived would change their services, if at all. And these are folks in many cases with very complex health care needs. So it's important the state gets this right moving forward.
Forum for the Lansing area is scheduled for March 22nd from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham Counties. That's located at 812 East Jolly Road in Lansing. If you were before the governor and the folks who decide where the money goes, what would you tell them about making sure that there's funding for mental health programs?
Well, obviously the funding that folks rely on, both from the state as well as from the federal government, are very important in keeping their health care needs under control, as well as allowing them, particularly persons with disabilities, to live self-directed lives in their communities. So it's very important that the state continue to provide support for Medicaid, for general fund services, so that these individuals do not end up back in expensive emergency rooms or, in some case, hospital settings. We need to continue to meet their health care needs here in the community so that they don't end up becoming greater costs by emergency room and hospital-based care.
All right, I've got three questions for you. This is a quote from you. Medicaid and Medicare covers different services using different financing models and do not have systems in place to share care information and coordinate care between healthcare providers. Well, why not? It seems like that'd be logical to share information.
It would absolutely be logical, but the problem is that the systems, in terms of the reporting systems, the service encounter, the medical information, isn't set up to be easily shared with multiple healthcare providers. So that's one of the things that we hope this new plan will assist healthcare providers in establishing electronic health records and hopefully allowing those electronic health records to more easily share some vital healthcare information so that if you have two doctors or in some cases more than two doctors that are prescribing care, that are helping you with various physical health care conditions, that they'll be aware of what those other health care providers are doing so that their efforts can be coordinated.
All right. And just to be clear, distinguish the differences between Medicare, Medicaid, and the services that they cover.
Well, Medicaid, again, is partially funded by the federal government and partially funded by state. Medicaid covers long-term care services, community-based services. Medicare is predominantly a federally funded. It covers physician services, inpatient care, and some other types of specialty health care service support.
All right, Michael, before we let you go, for people who want more information about these forums, where can they go?
They can call our offices at 517-374-6848 or our website at www.macmhb.org.
All right. Michael Vanzina is the director for the Michigan Association for Community Mental Health Boards. Michael, we'll get you back on the program in a week or so to help promote that Mid-Michigan Forum. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.